Hey, you want that to go?
And now some takeouts on stories we're following this week. I'm Todd Zwillick, by the way, in for John Hockenberry, who's out, and I'm here with Celeste. Well, right now, economists are waiting for the release of last month's U.S. unemployment numbers. Good or bad, those numbers may just miss a bigger picture going on here, one that shows that our current recession may be different, deeper in a way, than any recession we've ever had in the past. Indeed, a lot of people are calling this the Great Recession. Joining us now is friend of the Takeaway, Lakshman Ashutan. Lakshman is managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. He joins us from here in New York. Lakshman, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're describing an economic recovery that in the short term may not reflect how deep this recession is for people in the long term. Kind of two different pictures here.
Yeah, really a split screen. Look, we all know that this was a doozy of a recession, and on a lot of measures, it is the greatest recession since the Depression. And when with all the talk of recovery, I mean, there's some numbers that are going up, like GDP, but everybody's saying, you know, show me the jobs. Where are the jobs? And it's a perfectly valid question. And when you look at all of the stories of people who have been unemployed and unable to find a job, you know, it really hits home. It becomes very real. When you look at the data, it really jumps off the charts. There's something underneath this headline kind of 10% or 9-something percent unemployment rate that we'll hear about today.
And Lakshman Ashutan, what is it exactly? If we have what economists like you call the jobless recovery, and we never recover back to 3.7%, instead we recover back to 5%, let's say.
Right.
What does that mean underneath the numbers?
Well, what's happening under the numbers is really striking. 40% of the people who are unemployed are long-term unemployed. They haven't had a job for 6 months or more. And the recovery is totally leaving them behind. They are not, even though other people are getting jobs, the other 60% of the unemployed are actually getting jobs quicker than in the past two recoveries. So you have one side of Main Street is having a quicker recovery in the job market, and the other side of Main Street is not having any recovery at all. And in a way, that kind of explains these really polarized stories that we're hearing in the news.
It's sort of a first out, last back in the job market, not a first out, first in. You lose your job first and you stay out longer.
Well, you know, it's weird. We're looking at, so who are these long-term unemployed? Who are these people? And what we see is a story of the aftermath of the bubbles. You had a bubble in construction and credit. And a lot of businesses and jobs that were feeding into those areas of the economy before the recession, those jobs aren't coming back. They're never coming back. Because those were bubbles. It's, you know, the bubble just doesn't reinflate again. And the other thing is, every single time in those last few recessions, any manufacturing or factory worker who loses a job really doesn't have it come back when the recovery happens. And now, those are the people who are in the long-term unemployed. It's a major, major problem for the country as a whole.
And what about what's going on in Washington, quickly, Lakshman Ashutan? Congress is passing jobs bills, trying to give tax credits. Any big effect on the long-term as you see it?
No, it's not going to affect the long-term unemployment. Look, you're only going to hire someone if you have to hire someone, not because you get a couple thousand dollars tax break. If you're on the margin and you're saying, do I hire them this month or next month, this kind of plan could help a little bit. But the long-term unemployed, you're not going to reinflate a bubble off of a tiny jobs package.
Okay, Lakshman Ashutan, managing director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. Stay with us because we want your take on the week ahead. But you've joined us, thank you, to talk about job numbers and a potential jobless recovery. Stay with us, Lakshman.
And finding out whether or not it's a good week or bad week for unemployment.